Well, David, that's very short. Pre-season's over, and we started back to training on Monday night.
Started back on Monday. The boys have come back. They're fit. I think they're excited. They should be excited, especially the way we finished the back end of last season. So they're back. They're fitter this season, pre-season at the start, than we were at the last. So that tells me the players are excited and they're looking forward to it, and they're going to work hard and hopefully be prepared for the upcoming big games.
It's been a short pre-season. You know, we've had trophies out and about. You know, we're still basking in the glory of what we achieved at the end of last season, aren't we?
I think some people are. Me as a manager and the players, we have to move on. The club have always moved on, and the club have had so many success stories over the years. So I'd say the players were told on Monday, although how good the previous season was, it's now gone. It's about the new upcoming season, and that's the way the players will be treating it, and that's the way I know myself and the manager and the rest of the staff will be treating it, and say we'll be ready.
And this weekend we get our action underway with a trip to Ballytown, which will be excellent preparation for Europe.
I certainly hope so. I know there was few queries and questions last year about our preparation, but sometimes, especially at this time of the season, it's difficult to get proper games. I know the Welsh clubs are in Europe the same time as ourselves and our league, so it gives us a chance to go and test ourselves against probably similar sort of opposition, similar sort of stages of pre-season and fitness work before the European games. So it should be a good test. It'll be a good game, and it's certainly one that I'm looking forward to. You always look forward to the first game and, you know, fixtures being announced, European draws and whatever else, but we knew we were going to be playing Ballon from the day it was announced. It was a game that I personally was looking forward to, and hopefully we take a good Linfield crowd and the go and we enjoy it. The players will mix and match a bit and hopefully get quite a few minutes, quite a few players on the pitch to get hopefully a number of minutes.
And it'll be a good going away for a day or two. It'll be good for team bonding and camaraderie. Not that there was anything wrong with it last year anyway.
But no, it will be. Some players have left the club. We've obviously had the new three signings, which we announced at the back end of last year. So it gives them a chance. Not that it should be hard for, obviously, Robert coming back. Jordan knows what it's all about. And obviously Andy Mitchell, who was he was really keen to come here from Crusaders, which tells me a lot about his character. He wants to be part of this club, so I look forward to integrating them players into an already good squad. So the squad last year, their togetherness, and their quality was probably why in the end we ended up being victorious.
You announced the three new signings at the end of the season, and they're quality signings, and everyone's looking forward to seeing them. But I'm sure your phone's buzzing, thinking about other possible signings towards the end of this pre-season.
Yeah, you're always, we're always looking as a club to bring in quality players. And if players become available who we feel as if it's not only going to improve our squad, but improve the starting 11, that's what we're always aiming to do. Good players have left the club in the previous time that I've been here. But I've got to make decisions and hopefully try and make more right decisions than wrong decisions on who we should keep, who's going to benefit the squad for the upcoming season. And so it's hard. It's difficult when you let, especially some of the younger players, go, and you always feel as if they'll probably go on, and somewhere down the line, you always, in my time here, some of the players, some of the teams that we played against, they've always come back and sort of hurt you a little bit. But say that as the manager of the club, it's, you have to try and make a decision, and say the players that we brought in, and hopefully we'll continue to try and look to see what there is to come in. We had a squad of probably too many last year. That's why some of the players ended up going out on loan. But we don't want quantity. We want a quality squad, and we want players who, if there's an injury or suspension or somebody's slightly out of form, that somebody can come straight into the starting 11 and make us better.
After we come back from Wales, the draw will be taking place in Europe, and it looks like we're going to one of five destinations: Estonia, San Marino, Gibraltar, Kosovo, or Armenia. How does those places grab you?
These are all champions. Like ourselves, we're champions of our own country, so they'll be given the respect, and I know people will have their own opinions that we should get through the first round no matter who we get. But going to Armenia and the Kosovo, would certainly be going into the unknown for us as a club. Estonia, the talent team, they've been in and around the Champions League qualifiers for quite a number of years. Gibraltar, San Marino, so they'll all be given the utmost respect, and say the players will be prepared by then to hopefully go and put this club in the next round of the Champions League.
It's great to be involved in the Champions League, isn't it?
It is, and to be fair, a lot of our diaries and stuff last year, you're sort of thinking, well, the Thursday nights in the Europa League, you know, the draws, you know, when are you going to play on the 29th? But thankfully we got the job done last year, and we're going to play in the Champions League either on the Tuesday or Wednesday. And I think the excitement probably comes with not only the first round draw, it's the second round draw being made on the same. So it gives you an indication who you might get in the second round, and hopefully there's a good draw waiting for us to give the players and the club and me as the manager that inspiration to hopefully do a lot better in the first round this year.
It's going to be a busy time, because on Monday we're going to find out possibly that we could be travelling away a week later. So, you know, it's all systems go really at the moment, isn't it?
It is, and to be fair, I've already spoken to a few of the people that I know in and around full-time clubs who have the networking and the sort of software to have a look at these teams who we may play. So we'll have enough work done, whether with Gibraltar, San Marino or Kosovo. You know, there'll be enough work done with formations and stuff, who we're going to play. So we do, thankfully this time, it's a choice of five, so gives me as the manager and Ross and Alfie and the staff the chance to get us better prepared to see who we're going to play.
And then in the middle of Europe, hopefully, we'll also have a fairly glamorous home friendly against Hearts, who are a top team in Scotland, and that's another challenging fixture here at Windsor Park for us.
It certainly is, and I think it's a really good game for the supporters. It'll be a good game for the players. Hearts are probably the third biggest supporter club in Scotland. They will, I'm sure, come over in their numbers. And again, Hearts are one of them teams who can come over and not only bring supporters with them, I'm sure they'll have some supporters here who will be keen to come and watch them. So again, it's a good fixture, and in and around that there'll also be other fixtures with some of the local teams to make up the games, get the players ready, sharp, fit for the start of a new season on the 12th of August.
Yeah, and you mentioned the 12th of August when the season gets underway, and I think it's next Friday, the 23rd of June, when we will learn who our opening fixture is in the league. And, you know, that's what, you know, I mean, Europe is fine and it's great, and we want to make progress to the first, second, and maybe even the third round, you know. But, the league season is when it starts, and the fixtures are out next Friday.
Yep, looking forward to that again. The league has always been, and it always will be, the bread and butter of any football team starting a new season. So we'll all look for the fixtures next Friday with enthusiasm to see who we're going to get, where we're going to start, where we're going to finish. So I can't wait. It just means now having a little break. I had a small break myself, but you're always thinking ahead, and you're always wanting to be better, and the players, they'll need to be better this year, because people always say, and I made the quote last year, and it was a case of saying that, and it wasn't the Crusaders. People always say it's harder, and I don't get the quote. People say it's harder to retain your title. It should be easier, because you already have the best squad from the season before, and we've added to it, and we'll try and continue to add to it. That's not hopefully over exuberance or arrogance or sound, but we had the best squad, and I always felt we had the best squad last year, and the players delivered. So hopefully we can continue to on that upward curve to keep trying to improve this club again.
And plus, winning the league and the cup last season will really instill confidence and belief that this team, you know, really can go on here from here.
I certainly hope so, and the players will, and the players, no matter what happens, and managers and coaches throughout up and down the country, it's ultimately, it comes down to the players. It comes down to the players to win you a match. We can coach 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but when it comes to match day, showtime, it's down to the players to make sure that they're ready and prepared and to put their bodies on the line at times. So it's exciting times.
it's hard to believe that a couple of weeks after we beat Coleraine in the cup final here at Windsor Park, we're back in action in Wales on Saturday. It's a game that seems to have captured the imagination of people all over England who are coming to the game, as well as people travelling over from here. So, you know, there should be a good travelling support there to support us. You know, so we're all looking forward to a good trip away.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure there will be Linfield supporters in the UK making their way down to the game, and so we'll be doing our utmost to go out and show the ones who probably don't get the supporters who don't get the opportunity week in, week out to come and watch us at the. Hopefully there's been a lot of improvements in this Linfield team and we can take that into a new season.
Have a good trip to Wales, David.
Cheers, Andy.